95. O handmaids of the Lord, the spiritual assemblage that ye established in that illumined city is most propitious. Ye have made great strides. Ye have surpassed the others, have arisen to serve the holy threshold, and have won heavenly bestowals. Now with all spiritual zeal must ye gather in that enlightened assemblage, and recite the holy writings, and engage in remembering the Lord. Set ye forth his arguments and proofs. Work ye for the guidance of the women in that land. Teach the young girls and the children, so that the mothers may educate their little ones from their earliest days, thoroughly train them, rear them to have a goodly character and good morals, guide them to all the virtues of humankind, prevent the development of any behaviour that would be worthy of blame, and foster them in the embrace of Baha'i education. Thus shall these tender infants be nurtured at the breast of the knowledge of God and his love. Thus shall they grow and flourish, and be taught righteousness and the dignity of humankind, resolution and the will to strive and to endure. Thus shall they learn perseverance in all things, the will to advance, high-mindedness and high resolve, chastity and purity of life. Thus shall they be enabled to carry to a successful conclusion whatsoever they undertake. Let the mothers consider that whatever concerneth the education of children is of the first importance. Let them put forth every effort in this regard, for when the bough is green and tender, it will grow in whatever way ye train it. Therefore is it incumbent upon the mothers to rear their little ones, even as a gardener tendeth his young plants. Let them strive by day and by night to establish within their children faith and certitude, the fear of God, the love of the beloved of the worlds, and all good qualities and traits. Whensoever a mother seeth that her child hath done well, let her praise and applaud him and cheer his heart. And if the slightest undesirable trait should manifest itself, let her counsel the child and punish him, and use means based on reason, even a slight verbal chastisement, should this be necessary. It is not, however, permissible to strike a child or vilify him, for the child's character will be totally perverted if he be subjected to blows or verbal abuse.